Please be seated. I'm glad that you are in church today. I want to thank God for bringing you and I to His presence this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. And I pray that you open your heart to receive the Word of God and let God speak to you. You see, anytime the Word of God comes, even when it challenges you, when it meets you and hits you hard, it's not because the pastor hates you. I may not even know your situation. But it's because God is trying to say something to you. Be prepared and receive it in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 to 4, our key scripture, as it were, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord teach us His word by the power of His Holy Spirit and minister life unto us. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, wickedness in high places. What are these wickedness here to do? Jesus said that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy our faith, to destroy who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord will give each and every one of us victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4, 4, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age as blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Today I want to talk about the Hivite spirit. The Hivite spirit. You see, there's something all these demons have in common. There's what the devil's agenda is. Satan's agenda is to turn us away from the will of God. But God is going to give us victory in Jesus' mighty name. Who is the God of this age? It's the devil. Satan is referred to the God of this age. He's the master deceiver, the master seducer. Is the one that does not want the children of God to believe the word of God. Is the one that does not want the unbelievers to believe that Jesus came to die for them, die for their sins. Hallelujah. Satan will do everything and anything to turn a believer away from God and the will of God. He will do his best to make sure that people around us that we are preaching the message of the gospel to, that they are not accepting it. Hallelujah. He has blinded their eyes. How does he use the spirit of the Hivites to do this? The spirit of the Hivites is the spirit of alternative. The spirit that comes to present an alternative lifestyle to the will of God, an alternative lifestyle to being a Christian. If you are in Christ, there's no alternative lifestyle. The only lifestyle we have is the lifestyle of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. He offered an alternative lifestyle to Adam and Eve in the garden. He told them a lie. He sold them a lie. They believed the lie. He took the kingdom away from them. He drove them out of the garden. It wasn't God who drove them out. It was the devil. Yes, God told them to leave. But Satan, by his singular act of deception, he denied Adam and Eve glory. He denied them immortality. They wouldn't have died. Praise the Lord. The devil, from time immemorial, is presenting alternatives to people. In the last few years, the government has agreed and rubber stamped an alternative lifestyle in our nation today. And in the nation of the world, even threatening other nations to accept that alternative lifestyle, a nasty lifestyle, a lifestyle that somebody who is in their rightful mind will know that this is wrong, a lifestyle that animals even don't engage in. Praise the Lord. What's the devil trying to do? He's trying to give people an alternative to God so that he can deny them the true image of Christ. The goal of God is that you and I become like Jesus. But Satan is saying you don't need to be like Jesus. Satan is saying there's no reason to be like Jesus. How does it start? I shared a bit with the workers this morning. When a new philosophy is presented to you and you accept it contrary to the philosophy of the Word of God, a carnal philosophy, a way of thinking, when your way of thinking is contrary to what the Word of God says, there's a way of thinking that says an eye for an eye. There's a way of thinking that says a tooth for a tooth. Then everybody becomes blind. Everybody becomes toothless. But Jesus said, a new commandment I bring to you. What is the new commandment? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord with your whole heart. That's a new thinking, a new philosophy that Jesus came to present. That says this is the way we ought to live. We ought to live by love, not by hatred, not by ostracizing one another, not by suspicion, but by love. Loving your neighbor as yourself. You love your neighbor, you won't steal your neighbor's stuff. You love your neighbor, you will not commit adultery with your neighbor's wife or husband. You love your neighbor, you will not commit any sin. Any sin that has to do, any sin at all, has an element of love in it that is being abused. Let me put it like that. And that's what the Hivite spirit does. The Hivite spirit puts you at variance with the Word of God, puts you at variance with the will of God. The Bible says that the carnal mind is an enemy with God. The carnal mind is the mind of the Hivite spirit. Like I shared with the workers this morning, when Jesus started his ministry in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible says he went about saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your mind, because the kingdom of God is at your doorstep. Change your mind, change your thinking. Change how you are thinking. Change your mind, change your life, change your result. You change your mind, you change your result. You change your mind, you change your life. Change your mind away from the nasty things of the world. Change your mind away from all the adverts you see on TV, all the lies you hear in the news. Change your mind from all those things and put your focus on the Word of God. Can you imagine if Adam and Eve were just focused on exactly what God told them? So many things we are talking about today as sin and ills in this life, we'll not be talking about them anymore. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, there are many people out there who are deceiving people. They're deceiving people. They call themselves all kinds of names. They call themselves guru of this, guru of that. They worship the earth. They worship the moon, the sun. They worship self. All kinds of stuff. You know, what are they doing? They are trying to persuade other people to turn away from the truth. They are selling false hope. False hope that is not really the life of God. Satan said to Eve, "You won't die. You will not surely die. God knows that in the day you eat, your eyes will be open." Like I shared with the workers, he stole their identity. Whatever the devil has stolen from you, I decree today that it is restored in Jesus' mighty name. But you need to believe the word of God. The devil sold her a lie, gave them an alternative to what God said. In marriage, the truth of marriage is that the marriage bed is undefiled. The alternative lifestyle is that you can test run each other before you marry to know whether you are compatible. You can't test run anybody to know you are compatible. You can pray. Praise the Lord. When they went to bring a wife for Isaac, he didn't say, "Let us see. We'll spend 6 months together, sleeping together, doing everything together. We'll see if it's going to work." It doesn't work like that. Living together before marriage is a sin. Let's call a spade, not an agricultural instrument. Don't give it another name. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor. Come on boldly. Neighbor, what alternative have you been listening to that is making you struggle in your faith? Today, they call somebody a freezer, spreading lies about scripture. "Oh, you don't need to pay tithe. You don't need to do this. You don't need another alternative to the truth of God. Oh, because this man of God has an aircraft. Ask me, if they give him one, will he take it?" Hallelujah. Not every person that says, I was telling my wife this morning, I said, even pastoring has no more value. Because there are too many psychophant pastors. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They have messed up the priesthood. There are a lot who have messed up the priesthood. So people, somebody who is Lord God Almighty, I don't even want to talk about it. You know, I'm a pastor. Who ordained you? Where did you get your calling? But if you got the calling, why are you living this lifestyle? The Bible says, by their fruit, we shall know them. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Colossians, today's message is not a fancy kind of message. I'm just going to tell you what the scripture says. Because the evil spirit says the opposite. This evil spirit gives you an alternative to obey somebody else other than your father and your mother. To honor somebody else other than your father and your mother. You don't give honor to your father and your mother. You say you are giving honor to somebody else. If you don't honor your parents, you can't be honoring any man of God. Charity begins where? From home. Praise the Lord. You disdain your parents, you disdain your father, the crown over your head. And you say, "Oh, you are bowing down to somebody else." You lie. You can have only one father. But you can have other mentors. You can't compare a mentor and a father. Praise the Lord. Many Christians, so-called Christians, have been lost because of that. Colossians chapter 2. Please listen carefully to what the word of God says. I'm just saying what the Lord puts in my mouth. Colossians 2. I'm reading from verse 4 to 10. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. The steadfastness of your faith in Christ. The continuing working of your faith in Christ. He says, as you therefore have received Christ, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. If you say, I am born again, I am in Christ Jesus, then walk in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Walk in Christ. That's the struggle of the church. Walking in Christ versus walking in the flesh versus walking in the feelings. He says rooted and built up in him. Rooted. How can you be rooted in Christ? You focus on the word. You focus on Christ. You focus on what Jesus says. Then you are rooted. Then you are built up in him. But if your focus is not in him and you say you are in him, then you won't be rooted. Any example will floor you. Any alternative will come and drive you away. You will argue the word. You will argue the truth. You will call the truth a lie and a lie truth. Because you are not rooted. You are not built up and established in the faith. He says, as you have been taught. Many people don't like to be taught. To be taught the word of God, they would rather not come to church than be taught the word of God. Because what they are being taught is against the lifestyle they are living. People don't get excited anymore about, oh, I'm going to church. Glory to God, like David. Because they know the word is going to hit them. I'm not a preacher that encourages your weakness. I'm a preacher that says, kill your weakness. Let Jesus rule over your weakness, because that's what he died for. Praise the Lord. As you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving, beware, he says, beware. Beware lest anyone cheat you. How? Through philosophy. Did you see that? Don't let them cheat you through philosophy, through the traditions of men, empty deceit, according to the tradition of men. No, it has to be according to the tradition of God. Many have been derailed because they have been cheated and deceived according to the tradition of men. According to the basic principles, base principles, that's what it means. Base principles, the principles of the world is a base principle. It's under my feet principle, under your feet principle. He says, and not according to Christ, beware. So that those who teach you are teaching you according to Christ. Hallelujah. For in him, In Christ, if you are rooted in him, the evil spirit cannot deceive you. In the last days, the Bible says, many will be deceived. Eve was deceived. That evil spirit came through the serpent. They thought they were eating what God said they shouldn't just eat, but it was taking the kingdom away from them. Praise the Lord. How many children have been deceived and kidnapped and killed by baseless human beings in this world? The oppressions of Satan is by lying and deception. It's as simple as that. By lying and deception. Oh, come, I will give you this. And I pray that may our children grow up with contentment. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Contentment. Ah, we grew up. We may not have everything, but we had love. We had joy. Everybody was happy. Amen. You don't allow yourself to be derailed. Oh, you know what? This job is going to give you 200K a year. But, hey, you'll be traveling all the time. And you can't, church is not in the program for you. Your eye will be like stars. 200. 200. Okay. At least anywhere I am, I will go to church and I'll lie. You go to a bar. Because you'll be sleeping in hotels. Praise the Lord. He says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. In who? In Christ Jesus. Everything we will ever need is in Christ. Praise the Lord. Healing, blessing, prosperity, joy, peace, promotion, elevation in Christ. If you are in Christ, you will find those things in Christ. Hallelujah. And complete, and you are complete in him. Let me tell you, if you are not in Christ, and I don't mean you have made a mental accent of saying I'm born again. I mean you are living in Christ. If you are not, there is nothing you have that you are complete. Nothing. Human being cannot make you complete. Nothing you have can ever make you complete. Except Jesus. He says he's the head of all principalities. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Whatever you focus on is what will grow. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on Christ? If you listen to me, if you take your focus away from Christ, whatever else you focus on is what will be growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger than Christ. And when trouble comes, bam! Guess where you want to turn to? Christ. But it has been minimized. To pray now will be a problem. May God have mercy on us. Look at what the Bible says. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. If then ye were raised with Christ, what did he say? Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Setting your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Things on the earth will come and they will go. And none of the things on the earth. Let me tell you, the things on this earth are meant for you to use. They are not meant to use you. Hallelujah. Don't let anything you have use you. Use it. Use it for the glory of God. That's the only time it will count. Hallelujah. Let's learn a lesson from the children of Israel. What lesson? They allowed themselves to be deceived too many times. How did they get deceived? Each time they took their eyes off God. You know why? Anytime things are not working their way, they take their eyes off God. They find another alternative. As long as there is a go slow, as long as there's a little challenge, let's look for another alternative. God is too slow for me. If God can't come now, I'll go elsewhere. Let me show you quickly. I don't know why they gave me little time more than they give choir. They give choir more time than me. But okay, it's all right. Praise God. I'll still flow. Exodus 32. Listen to this. Exodus 32, I read from verse 1. Now, when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mount, Moses had been with God. Amen. Why was he there? He wasn't there for himself alone. He was there for everybody. Amen. The people gathered together to Aaron. Watch this. And said to Aaron, the sermon you are going to preach next Sunday is this. Come, make us gods that shall go before us. Who loosed you? Who brought you here? That is another God that will now take you forward. Who helped you to get to where you are? That is another system, an alternative lifestyle that will now help you to get to where you want to be. He said, for as for this Moses, see where they missed it. The man who brought us up out of the... No, it wasn't Moses that brought them out. It was God that brought them out. You see the deception right there. He said, we don't know what has become of him. They saw Moses as a god. They didn't see God, the one who spoke to them, the one who did the miracles. They thought it was Moses that was doing the miracles. Praise the Lord. And Lord said to Moses, I will kill these people. They've changed their mind. Just because the person who was supposed to be there has not yet come, let's find an alternative. Remember a lady coming to my former church where I was pastoring? Every Sunday she came, she had one problem or the other. And the church was giving her money. Yes, take. The day I said, no more. You to go and work. It's other people's sweat that we are giving you. We can't be robbing Peter to pay Paul. She left and went to town. That church is not good. It's a bad church. Now we look for another church where she will deceive them and take from them. In one of the open heavens, that Jesus said, he warned widows. He said, there are some widows. Not every widow is a poor widow. Praise the Lord. Not every widow is a poor widow. There are some widows, they are not poor. But when they are giving free things, they too, they will go and queue up. No, it's not right. It's not right. It's for poor widows. Praise the Lord. The point here is, Aaron now told them, they persuaded him. They prevailed on Aaron. He said, okay, bring your earrings, your gold earrings, all the things you collected from Egypt. Now, they who did not have a gold earring before, right? They now started putting it in their nose. Oh, are you ready for me? You are not in Christ. If you are putting ring in your nose, you are not in Christ. If you are putting anything else in your body, don't lie yourself. An abomination. Abomination. Do you know who they put rings in their nose? Slaves. Slaves. Slavery is not a fashion. Show me a CEO with ring in their nose. Show me the CEO, the director of a conglomerate with ring in their nose. The world will bring a fad. The worst thing is that Christians are the first to fall for it. You see, the word starts changing you from inside. When it changes you inside, it must show outside. It must show. But if it doesn't show outside, you are lying, you know. Don't like me. I will preach it. Praise the Lord. Keep your eyes and your heart on the promises of God. Don't let
fleeting circumstances railroad you from the will and the purpose of God. Some say, I'm in Christ. Their mouth is like gutter. When they open their mouth to talk, they, you're going to be like, where's the umbrella? They are firing arrows, speaking evil. I know there's nobody like that in Wisdom Assembly. Praise the Lord. And you hear the evil spirit. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like Nike. If you feel it, do it. If you feel like it, do it. The evil spirit is the spirit of follow your feelings, not the word. Follow your feelings, not what God is saying. If anything you want to do as a child of God, you weigh it. Is this going to be pleasing to God? I woke up this morning. Oh, I stand before the altar of the Almighty God. This is the word that came into my spirit. I didn't hear an audible voice. As I was just praising God. This is the word that came into my spirit, man, this morning. It says, when the heart is distant from God. In fact, I didn't know how I'm going to preach the message of today yet. But this is the first thing the Holy Spirit said to me. He says, when the heart is distant from God, scriptural commands become grievous. When the heart is distant from God, scriptural commands becomes grievous. But when the heart is close to God, whatever he says, you will love it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The evil spirit is the spirit of self. Listen to me. If your feeling is what you live by, you have prepared disaster for yourself at the end. It's the truth. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man. It seems right. It seems right. It looks right. It seems right. It feels right. But the end of it is death. Hallelujah. Brethren, the ultimate game of Satan is to steal your value. Your value is in your identity. Your value is in your identity. Your value is in your identity. If you are carrying another person's identity, you have lost your value. If your identity is stolen, you have lost your value. In America, if somebody else steals your identity, you can't buy a house anymore. You can't buy anything. Your credits, you are not credit worthy at all. In the eyes of anyone, you have no value. If somebody else is bearing your name somewhere else, anything the enemy have stolen of value in your life, your identity, whatever, I declare restoration today in the name of Jesus. He says they will vomit it. They will vomit it. And the Lord will put you back in your rightful place in Jesus' mighty name. Satan is in the alternative business. You are in Christ. Feelings are not what you live by anymore. Christ is what you live by. The word is what you live by. Do you know your identity determines who you follow? Your philosophy determines what you believe. I said to the workers this morning, Your mindset is your belief set. Your mindset is your belief set. What you are thinking is who you are. Your thought is who you are. In closing, and I'm going to rush because it will all be scriptures now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. You know this scripture. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. The ones that are saved now in Christ Jesus are God's workmanship, not the devil's workshop. God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. For what? For good works. Good works in Christ, not good works outside Christ. Any good work outside Christ is a useless good work. One of the will of God is to do good. I think I'm going to do that as our Bible study this Wednesday. To do good. So that you understand what it means to do good. Amen. He says, which God prepared. He prepared it beforehand. So that we shall walk in. We should walk in them. He prepared it beforehand. So that we should walk in them. Not in our feelings. Like I shared with the workers. Many times, sometimes you forget that you are in Christ. You have to call yourself back. You have to call yourself back. I'm a child of God now. I shouldn't be doing this. Especially when you want to show some color. You know, that is not Christ's color. You have to call yourself back. I'll say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I shared this analogy before. You are taking your path. You hang your towel. And a naked madman comes, takes the towel, and is running away with it. And you two, you jump out of the bathroom. Give me my towel. Give me. There's no difference between both. It'd be difficult to know who is the madman among both. May God have mercy on us. Leviticus 20, verse 23. And you shall not walk. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you. For they commit all these things, and therefore I hate them. I abhor them means I hate them. You shall not do what they are doing. Those in Christ don't do what the world is doing. Jesus said they are in this world, they are not of the world. I did not say you should take them out. Keep them. Let them be a light in the world. We are not meant to be copying worldly lifestyle. Church. Don't let's deceive ourselves. Tell anybody. Pastor Carl said it. Because you say you are born again and you are living carelessly. You are not born again. You are born again. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Romans 8. Verse 5 to 8. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. They focus on the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. To be fleshly minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Is peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, is at variance, is an alternative, for it is not subject to the law of God. You born again, you have to be subject to the law of God. This New Testament, and it says the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, the evite mind. Indeed cannot please God. Philippians 3, verse 17 to 27. Brethren, Brethren, join in following my example. This is what Paul said. This man was willing to die for Christ's sake. And note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping. You see the pain, the heaviness, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Those who walk outside the will, they are enemy of the cross of Christ. Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? And whose glory is in their shame? Who set their mind on earthly things? For our citizenship is in heaven, brethren, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. That's the whole purpose, that we be conformed to Christ according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. Let me tell you, at the end, everything will be under the feet of Jesus. Everything will be under the feet of Jesus.